I don't know about you, but I can spot an AI drafted post a mile away. You know, you're scrolling through Instagram and you see this robotic type content that is, you know, you wonder why is everybody sharing the same thing? And you think that it's a trend, so you want to jump on it. It's like it's not a trend, it's AI. And I'm going to show you how to use AI differently according to your human design.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
It seems like everyone's talking about AI these days. I'm curious if you've been using it in your business or you're kind of afraid that you'll sound like a robot. Today, we're going to talk about using AI to help you write content in your business while honoring your unique human design. This is so fun. Okay. I don't know about you, but I can spot an AI post a mile away. If you're looking at human design content like I am, I'll give you a hint. All of those by type or by profile posts, the ones that list a tip for every type, many of those are AI generated. For sure, some have been tweaked, but the origin is still there. It's still AI generated. And I know that you don't want your content to be robotic, but wouldn't it be great if creating content to draw people to you, to draw the right people to you, could go a little faster some days? I mean, it really sucks if you sit down at your computer and you know that it's content creation day and you need, I don't know, 7 Instagram posts or 20 Instagram posts or a blog, and you're staring at a blank screen going, oh my gosh, where do I start? And then, you know, sometimes 4 hours later, you've done the laundry, you've done some dishes, you've gotten meat out for supper, and you come back to your computer and you're still staring at that first sentence of the blog post. I get how it is. So I use AI in my business to generate ideas and to give me something to respond to. As a manifesting generator, this saves me a ton of time. And it can get me fired up about things when I'm in response mode. So that's the first tip for you. If you're a generator type, which remember includes manifesting generators, ask ChatGPT or the AI service that you use to give you 10 post ideas for your niche. Or ask it what the most frequently asked questions are about blank topic in your world. Or ask what type of content is trending in your niche. You may use some of these things and you may not, but I guarantee you that they'll give you something to respond to so that you can get started. Hey, I just want to interrupt this episode really, really quickly and tell you about a course that's launching in November that you're going to want to know about. So if you're someone who is tired of staring at the blank screen, if you are not getting engagement on your posts, and if your content is not generating dollars in your business, because that's what we want it to be doing, then the Content by Design course is for you. So this is a content course designed to have you creating according to your own unique human design, which is really where the power is, right? You speak in your voice, from your strengths, what you're here to communicate, the message that you're here to speak to the people that you're meant to speak to. It is absolutely magical how we can find your message and fine-tune your message within your human design. And that's what we're going to be doing in the Content by Design course. Now, the cart will be open for 4 days only. It's open from Black Friday to Cyber Monday. You want to get on the wait list. I've linked it in the show notes for you so that you don't miss when that cart opens. We're looking at a killer course for creating content at a beta price that is guaranteed to have you writing content with ease and flow in your business. Jump on the wait list now. Now we'll get back into the episode. Typically, when I sit down and ask targeted questions about my content, I come away with at least 20 usable ideas that I then start to write posts for. So I'm not using the AI to actually write the content. I'm using the AI to get me started. It gets me going. And what I will do is I will copy and paste the entire report. And then I just like delete the ones that are like, nah, 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 nah. And the ones that are good, it's like, whoa, I got to write these down. And I start creating from there. So that's giving me something to respond to. And the more targeted prompts that you use, the better it's going to be. So you can always refine it, right? If you ask a question about your niche and you're like, eh, I don't like that, you can tighten it up a little bit and then tighten it up again or ask in a different way and you'll find some things. And I mean, sometimes AI is going to give you back 20 ideas and you're only going to use 2 of them. Sometimes it's going to give you 10 ideas and you're going to use 8 of them. So it's really a great way to get started. If you're a projector, you may think that this is weird, but if you're a projector, ask your AI server to curate an invitation for you. Seriously, I do this with my clients and it works. Say something like, I'm a human design projector and a parenting coach. Could you please craft an invitation for me to create Instagram posts for my business? Or I'm a human design projector who works in project management. I dream of offering a workshop about XYZ to my company. Can you invite me to present, please? And then you get the invitation. Now, it may sound ludicrous, but it gets the inviting energy going, right? Oh, another thing. This just came to me. What you could do is you could upload a recent article, blog post, or podcast that you've created and ask AI to highlight what you've done well. Ask AI to recognize you. It's about having the recognition kind of zhuzh up your aura and make you feel all warm and invitey. That's what it's about. And then you get into the space of creating content, and it can be absolutely beautiful. If you're a manifester, what about delegating some of your tasks to AI? Maybe you have the idea that you initiate a prompt and ask your server to create a list post based on X idea. Then tweak the points. Please, 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 please tweak the points that it gives you, or you're going to sound like a robot. Maybe you initiate a project and you give AI the overview and ask it to create the outline for you and fill in certain sections that you'll go in and beef up later. Another thing that you can do as a manifester is ask AI to put languaging around. So you show up as a manifester, you're here to initiate, right? You're here to inform. So you could ask AI to say, create posts for me or give me post ideas where I am informing people what's happening in my industry. Give me a list of ideas to inform people what they need to prepare for in this season in their business. Languaging for you are things like, here's the thing. What's about to happen, what you need to know. These are ways that you inform people. So you could ask AI to craft things for you based on your strategy to inform. If you're a reflector, you could ask AI to give you a community spin on what's coming up for you. So say you're noticing people in your community are struggling with not trusting their intuition. You could ask AI to put languaging around that and give you a week's worth of content ideas around that one thing. Then you're going to remember to take that and write those posts in your own language. As a reflector, you have a very, you have a community bias. You are here to see life through the lens of your community, right? A healthy reflector is the reflection of a healthy community. So ask AI things about your particular community. And you're going to target this. You're going to tighten it up by letting them know your niche, that the fact that you're a reflector, the industry that you work in. You're going to let them know those things. Give AI those parameters and then see what comes up for you. I'm sure there are hundreds of other ways to use AI in your business. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I can't tell you the time that it saved me in my business just by getting me started and having something to respond to. It used to be that I would scroll around on social media, which I hate. I really try not to consume social media, but I would want to find something to be in response to. And I know a lot of my projector clients would be posting things and waiting to be recognized, waiting for someone to comment, waiting for someone to like the post, waiting for someone to energetically ask for more. We were spending all this time kind of wasting time just in la la land, not creating things in our business. So now I just sit down at my computer. It takes about 15 minutes to do this. I start a conversation with whoever's on the AI line, whoever that is. I start a conversation and I just keep tightening it up, tightening it up, tightening it up. So I'm curious, do you know what your human design type is? That's going to be the first step. If you want to use AI according to your human design, then you need to have your chart. You need to know what your design is. So you can go to my website. It's free to download your chart, vickidixon.com. It's linked in the show notes. There's a big gold button that says, get my human design chart now. Surprise, surprise. That's where you go to get your chart. Click on that and put your birth information in. You're also going to get a few emails from me to get started understanding what your design means, how you use it in your everyday life, and then you can follow along here on the Unjaded podcast for more. So I know a lot of people are bashing AI, and I know a lot of people are using it to replace themselves or to replace someone else in their business. Personally, I don't love to read the AI produced or the AI generated content. I always want the human connection, and I believe your audience does too. There's a way to use AI to create content. Please don't use it to hide your voice because we need to hear from you. That's it. Download your human design chart on the website to get started. Remember, it's the big gold button that says run your human design chart at vickidixon.com. And really, in seconds, you'll have your design. You get to see it right there. You don't have to wait for it to come by email, but it will come by email as well. And then I'll walk you through some parts of your design. If you're already using AI in your business, then pop me off a DM on Instagram and let me know how you're using it and what you're loving about it. Remember that life is going to kick you around. Stay unjaded.